Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I thank you for joining me today as we conclude a message, A Ministering Heart. And at the end of yesterday's broadcast, I was talking about a service that the Levites were performing. It's very possible to be busy for God and yet not really minister to Him. And in the book of Ezekiel, we'll be turning, and I'll read that to you in just a moment. God tells us that there was a class of Levites who busily served in the temple, yet they were not serving Him. They merely served the house. Service to God and service to the house appears to be so much alike that it's hard to differentiate between the two. God said their ministry was not to Him, but they were doing work which was just commanded by the law. Let me go to the actual word of the Lord found in Ezekiel, and I'm going to be sharing verse 44, starting at verse 10. And the Levites that are gone away from me when Israel went astray, which went astray away from me after their idols, they shall even bear their iniquity. Yet, they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having charge at the gates of the house and ministering to the house. They shall slay the burnt offerings and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister unto them. Because they ministered unto them before their idols and caused the house of Israel to fall into iniquity, therefore have I lifted up mine hand against them, saith the Lord God, and they shall bear their iniquity. And they shall not come near unto me to do the office of a priest unto me, nor to come near to any of my holy things in the most holy place, but they shall bear their shame and their abominations which they have committed. But I will make them keepers of the charge of the house for all the service thereof and for all that shall be done therein. You see, they were continuing to do physical labor and work in the sanctuary, and yet they were not ministering to the Lord. Because let's see what the Lord says in the next three verses. In verse 15, but the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, that kept the charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister unto me, and they shall stand before me to offer unto me the fat and the blood, saith the Lord God. And they shall enter into my sanctuary, and they shall come near to my table to minister unto me, and they shall keep my charge. As a claimant of Christ in one's life, people have two choices. They can develop a self-centered, a selfish heart, an ordinary heart, a small-minded heart, which does everything to avoid trouble and sorrow. A selfish, self-centered heart is the safe walk, basically, where you don't get hurt, you don't give of yourself, you don't sacrifice, you do just the least possible amount and hope to get the maximum payoff in the end. The other choice is set before those who desire a ministering heart. That means we become open and sensitive and susceptible to the things which a carnal, selfish, self-centered heart knows nothing about. Our focus then becomes in what we can do to please the Lord. When we choose to have a ministering heart, I should give you a caution, you may have already discovered this, we increase our potential for hurt and for disappointment in people. You determine in fact, more than determined, you simply do make a commitment on your part, which says to God, I live and purpose, O Lord, to minister to you first, and then to those around me, to those who you bring. I purpose to minister from the inner court and to be clothed with your humility, your compassion, your tenderness, your love, your forgiveness. And I will do all these things, not in my strength, Lord, it's not in me, but in your strength, with your love, through the power of your agape love operating in my life. Beloved, those who are not willing to take that step, those who are small-minded, those who are self-centered, they think they're protected. They feel they're safe and they never contribute to anything. As R. Kent Hughes wrote, no one benefits from their restricted sympathies and limited vision. Ministering hearts, while vulnerable, know the most joy. They leave their imprint on the world. Praise God, end quote. And so, beloved, a ministering heart is what the Lord desires to put into you and I, a heart like His heart. And it can carry on, it can persevere when everything in you is screeching, stop, quit, walk away, it's too hard. But you don't do it, why? Because you truly and really love the Lord. Some of you I know you've gone through, right now, in fact, some are really experiencing a lot of pain because you've done this very thing. When you've made yourself vulnerable and open, the potential, as I shared, for hurt and disappointment just increases. Let me pray right now, because I'm going to ask God to heal the wounds that have been inflicted. Father, you see those that have been in the love of God. They did it with pure intent, with a godly motive to bless you and to truly be a blessing to those that they reached out to. But Father, you see the wounding, you see the hurt, you see the sadness, the disappointment. And Father, right now I'm asking for your ministry to them, that you will heal the brokenhearted. Lord, that you will apply the balm of Gilead so that this hurt, which came from being open, from being obedient to you, will be swallowed up in the knowledge and in the experience of your love, that you are pleased with them, Lord. You did it as unto the Lord. And Lord, you said that whatsoever we did to the least of these, your brethren, that you would do, we'd be doing it unto you. And so, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, praise God. A ministering heart, beloved, will continue on and go on and work when you're so tired you can hardly walk, when you can hardly stand it, when you're so discouraged you want to throw up your hands and tell the Lord to get somebody else to do it. There's some listening to me, you've really felt that way, but you don't. You won't quit. Why? Because you have a ministering heart, a heart that first and foremost, above all else, with every beat, desires to minister to the Lord. This kind of heart, beloved, is God-oriented. Someone who's self-centered, someone who's self-oriented, they're people-oriented and they're circumstance-oriented, but they're not truly focused upon the Lord. In fact, the longer I walk with the Lord, I'm seeing there are many who claim to be Christians, and they're nominal Christians. I mean, they do what they need to do. Their soul is saved. They go to heaven. But the desire to really go on in the Lord, to enter into the fullness of the divine destiny that God has planned for each and every one of us, they're content to just be concerned about the things of this world and comfort and ease. And they don't want to sacrifice too much. And beloved, it's all a matter of maturity. As we grow into maturity, into agape love, into the fullness that God has prepared for us, there is going to be a consecration and a dedication and a dying to self that only the Holy Spirit can engineer. But if we're willing, beloved, He will do it. And then we can count it a great joy and privilege to be able to be God's hands, God's feet, God's mouth, His eyes, His ears in this world. A ministering heart carries on when we don't feel like it. A ministering heart will put God first in all things. People really don't realize that if they would only do this, they would find real freedom and they would walk in true liberty. The greatest freedom that you can ever achieve, beloved, is to become a bondservant to Jesus Christ. You know, that might sound like a contradiction in terms, in statement, but in practice, it's an elevation to a position, beloved, of authority, of power, of fellowship, of joy, of effectiveness, and ministry. Beloved, when we worship in truth, isn't that what Jesus said to the Samaritan woman, the fourth chapter of John? The Father seeks those who are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. We worship in accord with what God has revealed about Himself. And basically, I've been talking about the love of God all week. That is God's heart, God's love placed in His people. Subscribing to doctrinal statements might sound good, might be impressive, but it doesn't make us active participants to the point that we are truly a living epistle of God. So often our view of God is so limited, we need to correct our blurred concept of God, beloved. Wrong thoughts about God were the source of Cain's failure to worship Him as he should. Cain brought a sacrifice to God which fitted his concept of God, and it was rejected. But on the other hand, his brother Abel, whom he murdered, came to God in faith and offered a pleasing and a fitting sacrifice. Beloved, may our lives be a pleasing sacrifice and offering to the Lord. Amen and amen. Well, my time has flown on this broadcast, and I am so grateful that you took the time to spend these few moments together and think about and grow in the things of the Lord. I invite you to write if you have prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Take just a moment to email or drop that note in the mail, and I assure you I'll pray for you. I also do regular fasting for the partners, the needs that come in, and I know you'll be blessed as I respond back to you. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.